Good afternoon, WMFO Medford. Welcome to the Voicemobile. And I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Although my voice is leaving me, I've been at the middle school and the kids just, you know, wear you out. But enough of that. There's some excitement in the air and we're going to play to that. I just heard on the radio that President Trump has announced that the USA will move its embassy to Jerusalem. Of course, everybody is posturing in 12 directions around that. And, well, we'll be talking about that. But we're going to start off with something from the Cantors of Faith and Song here on WMFO.
Avir harim tzalul kayayim vere aktor anim nisa beruach parvaim ime kol pamonim uve tarde mat ilan vaeven shvuya bachar oma hayir asher badad yoshevet uve riba Yerushalayim shel zahav v'shel nefoshet v'shel or halo lechon shirayif anifir or Yerushalayim shel zahav v'shel nefoshet v'shel or halo Azarnu el Rotamayim Lashuk velakikar Shofar kore behar habayit Bayir hatikar Uvam arom asher basera Alfei shemashot zorechot Veshod meret el yam hamelach
Ich bin besorgt, dass ich von mir so hoch erschreckt wie heute. Oh, man.
Wow, incredible. So this is from Cantors of Faith and Song, featuring Ben Zion Miller and Alberto Mizrahi and Naftali Herstick. And we just heard Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, followed by V'Lirushalayim Ircho. And I heard them in concert. Just unbelievable voices. So, yes, I wanted to share with you some of the text from, let's see if we have it here. It says, today, America recognizes Jerusalem as Israel's capital to start work on embassy transfer. Today, U.S. President Donald Trump officially recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Today, we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. Today, Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump officially recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. After days of speculation, Trump put an end to the rumors. I am determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Trump opened the speech by referring to his predecessors. We cannot solve our problems by making the same failed assumptions and repeating the same failed strategies of the past, he stated. My announcement today marks the beginning of a new approach to conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. After more than two decades of waivers, we are no closer to a lasting peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, Trump added. It would be folly to assume that repeating the exact same formula would now produce a different or better result. I am also directing the State Department to begin preparation to move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Trump stated. This will immediately begin the process of hiring architects, engineers, and planners so that a new embassy, when completed, will be a magnificent tribute to peace. The president also referred to the decision's effect on the peace talks. This decision is not intended in any way to reflect a departure from our strong commitment to facilitate a lasting peace agreement. We want an agreement that is great for the Israelis and a great deal for the Palestinians. The United States would support a two-state solution if agreed to by both sides. Good luck with that one. All right, so there you have it. And Netanyahu has commended Trump for his courageous and just decision. He says, we're profoundly grateful. Let's see if we can pull this up here. To the president for his courageous and just decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Where did it go? And to prepare for the opening of the U.S. embassy here. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a video message moments after U.S. President Donald Trump's speech on Wednesday. So, Israeli politicians from various political parties welcomed on Wednesday evening U.S. President Donald Trump's speech regarding Jerusalem's status. This is a historic day, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a video message. Netanyahu also sent a message to the Palestinians saying that Israel will maintain the status quo at the Jerusalem holy sites. Jerusalem has been the capital of the Jewish people for 3,000 years, Netanyahu stated. It's been the capital of Israel for nearly 70 years. It was here that our temple stood, our kings ruled, our prophets preached. Jerusalem has been the focus of our hopes, our dreams, our prayers for three millennia. From every corner of the earth, our people yearn to return to Jerusalem, to touch its golden stones, to walk its hallowed streets, he continued. So it's rare to be able to speak of a new and genuine milestones in the glorious history of the city. Yet today's pronouncement by President Trump is such an occasion. I call on all countries that seek peace to join the United States in recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital and to move their embassies, official embassies here, Netanyahu stated. I share President Trump's commitment to advancing peace between Israel and all of our neighbors, including the Palestinians, and we will continue to work with the president and his team to make that dream of peace come true. So there's an ending here. However, the Palestinian Authority harshly condemned Trump's speech and stated that the American recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital has ruined, quote-unquote, the prospects of a two-state solution. I wish it would only be so. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas condemned Trump's announcement, saying that it was a, quote, shameful move. Hamas issued a threat to Israel and the U.S. shortly after Trump's announcement. Quote, the gates of hell for U.S. interests will be opened. So that's how much they want peace. Right. Okay, so, yep, everybody's posturing. And what can I tell you? How much peace they want. We'll see. All right.
Okay, machine, I feel. Da 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 Bye.
So, Shlomo Carlbach, and that was a series of songs off of a CD called Carlbach in Jerusalem. How appropriate. And we listened to, let's see, three songs. Al-Ela, Nachamu, and Eliyahu. So, his daughter, Neshama Carlbach, is going to be in concert this Sunday in Brookline, Mass, at Temple Ohave Shalom. The time is 4 o'clock, and it's at 1187 Beacon Street. And the phone number there is 617-277-6610. Neshama and her band will perform in concert in honor of Temple Ohave Shalom's 175th year anniversary. So excited to go to that show and see Neshama, who recently announced that she is engaged. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see some of you there. And that's it. Beautiful picture of her on her band letter. You can probably subscribe to that if you go to Neshama Carlbach. You can probably, let's see if there's, I think, what's the website? soul@neshamacarlbach.com. That's what you need. Okay, so we're going to keep on with some music here on the voicemobile at WMFO in Medford.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, B'meheir B'yomeinu. Friends, you have to join me, otherwise it will not sound good. Let's go. Uvnei Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, B'meheiro B'yomeinu. And there was a voice in heaven, and this is a passage in the Psalms. Poyeshev kibisiu, God says, this is my place. This is the place where my holiness should dwell forever. Oh, the name of no!
Mama's from the depths of our holy city. Open up, my, open up, open up all your gates, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, let me in. Open up all your gates, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, let me in. Open up, searching for so long. When will we reach a city wall? Will I raise up my eyes to the heavens above? Dear Lord, we will never despair. Well, if I could only tell you just how beautiful it was. Holy mountain with the light of all ages. Stone walls dance of flaming sets ablaze, evening skies as if the heavens came down, great rejoicing. Well, if I could only tell you just how beautiful it was. Holy mountain with the light of all ages. Stone walls dance of flaming sets ablaze, evening skies as if the heavens came down, great rejoicing. Open up, open up, Yerushalayim, let me in. Open up all your gates, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, let me in. Open up, open up, taking a walk through our ancient city streets to see what could be found there. Well, the righteous of old contemplating his name, drawing light from his highest abode. Well, if I could only tell you just how awesome it was, like an orchard of trees and sweet fruits. Well, the word of holiness was heard all around, and the song of his unity abounds. Well, if I could only tell you just how awesome it was, like an orchard of trees and sweet fruits. Well, the word of holiness was heard all around, and the song of his unity abound. Open up, open up, open up all your gates, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, let me in. Open up all your gates, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, let me in. For how much you didn't know. Take a moment to dream of that ancient holy place where God's temple would soon stand once more. Well, if I could only tell you just how wondrous it was, a home that God calls the very home, where all men take refuge from east, west, far and wide. They were there, we'll be there, we'll all be there. Well, if I could only tell you just how wondrous it was at the home that God calls their home, where all men take refuge from east, west, far and wide. There we're there, you'll be there, we'll all be there. Open up, open up, open up all your gates, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, let me in. Open up all your gates, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, let me in.
Okay, so that was David Weber on the clarinet, Vivian Rifkin on piano, the Nowinski String Quartet. They were all playing Prokofiev's Overture on Hebrew Themes. It's from 1947. The Chaim Music of the Jewish People is the CD. So, let's see. Before that, Shlomit and Rebbe Sol. That's their new, it's a compilation called Odias, but it came off of their website. Wonderful